And that's not even the worst part.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He is worse than Hef. He's worse than Hef.
In one case, she described that Vince McMahon would have sex with her. And then...
You're listening to the sounds of Inappropriate with Jim and Steve. I'm sitting across from my co-host, Steve.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm Jim. And we just want to welcome and thank you guys for joining us on this hell of a roller coaster ride that we got for you today.
At first, I thought it was like those SNL skits where they're like the people that whisper, like the public access shows. then you ramped it up.
Being that we are doing this live from where we live,
yes,
in Maryland.
Yeah. Yes.
I would be remiss if I didn't at least touch on this, because we do have a lot of listeners in Maryland and they also across the globe, but the Ravens just took a dump.
They really did.
Last week.
I am just now being able to look at football stuff again after 2 days.
And we are not a sports podcast. We are not a political podcast. It was really one of those things. And I get it. There's 32 teams in football. And 31 fan bases are angry at the end of the
year.
Yes. As a Ravens fan, maybe have been spoiled, right? Because on one hand, we had the Orioles that sucked for so long, and we had no expectation. Like, you would go to the game, and if they won or they lost, it was like, meh.
It was more of a social aspect than it was anything else.
Whereas the Ravens, they've always been one of those teams that at the end of the season, they are in the hunt or in the playoffs. So you have a full season of football. And maybe we've just been good for so long, and then the hype caught up to us, right?
Yes.
As a Ravens fan, the national pundits typically shit on the Ravens.
Correct.
That's part of our identity, is the underdog. We kind of like that. But you start to see the switch at the end of the year where everyone was like, oh, you're not beating the Ravens at home.
Yeah.
The Ravens are the best team. Yes. There's no weakness. And you start to think, maybe this is a year for us. This is the year, you know, that we
maybe
get to the Super
this
Bowl.
Is the beginning of a dynasty for our football
right
team. Yeah.
And then the Ravens run it 6 times in a football game. What the fuck?
I know. It made me very bitter. There at work, they were giving away 3 sets of tickets. Or no, oh, 2 nice. Sets of tickets, 3 tickets each, which is a kind of an odd number.
Sure.
There was no doubt in my mind that I was not going to win these tickets. There was no doubt in my mind. I believed it 100% in my soul. I'm going to win these tickets. I'm going to witness the Ravens go to the Super Bowl. And I'm pumped about it because tickets were astronomical.
Oh, yes, they were.
And I went to the drawing and I didn't win. And it went to the... a douchebag. Oh. It went to like a guy who everyone said the comment couldn't have gone to a nicer guy.
Oh, that at this point, it is what it is, right? Like, we've all started to shake it off. We've all been able to discuss it amongst, you know, the people that we hang around. We've gotten the initial shock down.
Yes.
So then I just driving home, this is not a prepared piece, but driving home, I thought, okay. Every, you know, just like the Lions head coach said, it's going to be twice as hard to get back here next year. And I think that goes for every team, right? Mm-hmm. And the Ravens have almost no cap.
Yeah.
And I thought, what changes are going to be made? And then this hit me, and it felt bad. Mark Andrews, what are the odds that he does not suit up with the black and purple next year?
Oh, he'll 100%. He will.
Okay. Well, his cap hit, I looked it up very quickly, is $16 million.
You came prepared.
I'm not one of those analytics, you know, cap guys, but his cap hit next year is $16 million. Likely played the shit out of football.
Yeah.
And his cap hit next year is $1.1
million. Whoa. He'll be around.
And Andrews is coming off of an injury. He's getting older.
Yeah.
So we need to free up cap room. We don't have much.
They'll figure it out. They're smarter people than us.
Absolutely. But
I think both will be back next.
I don't disagree, but I was just thinking that likely played great. And he's younger, and he's 15 times cheaper.
Yeah, but he does also put his hand up in the end zone when he's covered by three guys.
There is that.
There was that.
And Lamar believed him and yeah, threw it.
Yeah, he trusted him.
All right, so that's enough whining. Yeah. Sorry if you're not a Baltimore fan, and sorry if you are a Baltimore fan. Spring training is right around the corner. Yeah. We'll be all wearing black and orange.
Yes.
So, what you got, Steve?
Well, I think we definitely need to discuss, since we like to talk about scumbags.
That seems to be our MO.
I know. We have to get into the Vince McMahon allegations.
So are you going to catch me up from the beginning? Like, what the hell's going on with this?
I'll catch you up. Yeah, I'll catch the audience up, and we'll discuss.
Okay.
Because there's some good details. There's some good stuff.
I feel like it has a Hugh Hef aspect to it. Like, is he, I don't know. We'll get into it. Don't spoil it for me.
But first, I want to bring up an article I read about a rapper. I'm not too familiar with him, but Travis Scott, he's definitely popular.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Several years ago, he did a Fortnite concert.
I do know about that, where he was really big.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It was a big thing, because my son plays Fortnite, and we gathered around the computer, and we watched this Travis Scott concert. I mean, and I thought to myself, is this the future of how the next generation is going to consume concerts, like virtually?
Yeah. Of rappers, seeing some in concerts, there's a lot of hit or misses.
Most live rap artists are misses for me.
Yes, yes. Every live video I've watched of Travis Scott, he's kind of awesome.
He puts on a show. Yes. It's a performance. Yes.
And not to sound like an old man, but
but we are.
But there's not a lot of guys. Yeah, like when we would grow up, like when you'd see Wu-Tang, you talked about it before.
Yeah, they sucked.
So Wu-Tang, it's just too many people on the stage talking with with a microphone. And Travis Scott is not like that. It's a good performance. It's a good thing. But
he's in the news.
He's in the news.
And it's probably not good if you're bringing it up on this show.
It actually is good.
Look at this. Here's the good news of the day.
I'll give you the title.
Good story.
TMZ had footage of Travis Scott. It's called the Utopia Tour, is what it is. He's performing in the show, and this concert venue made a janitor go out mid-show in the middle of a mosh pit and mop up people's sweat. My first inclination is, I think that's the right word. Joe will tell me if it's not. But what the fuck venue makes you go up and mop mid?
Yeah, especially a mosh pit. Like, I can see if there was, I don't know, like an actual bit large spill. But I feel like if you're in the mind frame to get in the middle of a mosh pit, a little bit of sweat isn't, you know, that's not why you're falling over. You're not slipping on sweat.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, and people are running around and shoving each other, and I feel like that's kind of dangerous.
And you got one guy with that yellow mop with the with pulling it behind him, just mopping side to side,
trying to get away from it. But so Travis Scott sees this guy mid concert mopping the floor up, stops the show, and says, "What are you doing?" And he's like, I gotta mop up this fucking sweat. All these fucking sweaty ass kids are sweating all over the floor, and somebody might slip. And he said, "Not tonight, you're not." He said, "You're off the clock. I'll pay you $5,000 to stop mopping that floor right now." And then the crowd like got into
it. Of course,
cheering like "drop that mop" or whatever. And then so the janitor did, and Travis Scott gave him like mid concert $5,000. And this guy got to just sit there and watch the show. It boggles my mind that a concert venue would tell people to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because when you mop, you're not leaving a dry floor anyway.
Yeah. I always feel like mopping is kind of stupid anyway, because it's just smearing everything around.
Yeah, especially at a concert. You're not going out there with the Fabuloso and mopping and then going back with water and a squeegee and a towel.
And especially like concert venues that, like, you know, like the smaller concert venues.
They're all humid as shit.
Yeah, and they've no matter how much they clean them, they always stink.
Oh, they smell like a damn locker room.
Yeah, they and then all beer. Smell like a locker room, like sweaty people sweating on the floor. So
and spilled beer. That's it.
Yes, all the time. I remember I saw the Bouncing Souls at the Stone Pony.
I've never been there.
It's like where Bruce Springsteen got his got his start, and it's an iconic place to go to because Bruce Springsteen started right there. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be like, a shitty
like
bar,
a hole in the wall,
a shitty bar, cracked tiles. It stinks like sweat and stale beer. And I was just like, part of me thought it would be nicer because you're like, oh, the Boss started here.
Right.
But no.
But the Boss was nobody when he was playing there.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just like those. It reminds me of, I don't know if you've heard the topic with Morgan Wallen. 10 years ago, he was nobody. Signed this record deal in Florida. Recorded 10 songs. They all sucked. One was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's called Spin Me Around or Spin You Around.
Now is it cool to like his old stuff or is it still?
He's tried for years to buy these old songs because he says they suck. He doesn't want anybody to hear them. That record company has refused. That label has refused to sell him.
Of course,
the masters.
Because they're like, we can probably make a shit ton of money off this.
Morgan's been teasing that he's putting out he's working on new music. He's gonna put out new music.
Mm-hmm.
So this record company does a 10-year anniversary release, and they've released all these unreleased songs. And they did it in a very scrupulous way that makes it seem like
a good word.
This is Morgan's new music, not music that was recorded 10 years ago in hopes to capitalize on just fans seeing a new album from Morgan Wallen and buying it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he put out this huge statement after he wasn't able to buy it. Like, please, nobody download this. Nobody buy this music. And then he re-recorded the one song that people seem to like, the Spin You Around. Like, he re-recorded that and released that at midnight. To try to, like, hey, this is my new music. If you want to listen, you know, that's... So it just goes to show that, like, that record label and that entertainment industry, there's just these scumbags that just operate underneath of, like, the underbelly of, like, the entertainment industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it didn't Taylor Swift do that?
Yes.
Which I think is probably one of the fucking smartest ideas ever. She didn't have to write new songs. She just took her old songs and just changed them a little and then re-released those things, all those albums. But definitely, I know that was a tease. Douchebags. But we have to get into the biggest... Probably not Epstein level. It's close.
Oh, wow.
But Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was a wrestling fan growing up, but I would... I'm an old school wrestling fan. Uh-huh. You know, the Hulk Hogan's.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant. Ultimate Warrior. He was, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, like that era of,
late 80s.
Yeah, by the time, like, The Rock came into the picture, I was well out of the wrestling era. So, is it just me, or has Vince McMahon always looked like just an asshole?
Yes. Like, have you seen him now?
No, I mean, I don't
know. So, he's old, like, he for a while, he had, like, his hair was gray or whatever. Then he disappeared, because I think there was, like... other allegations against him, and they kind of were like putting him in the back seat. And then I saw him recently, and he looks like slick back hair and a pencil mustache. So this is what Vince McMahon looks like now. He looks so fucking weird now.
I know he was too old to be as jacked as he was.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously there's some steroids. And he just has that steroid face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean about him?
Yeah.
Like, there's just that look, you know, that has the... I don't know. There's a certain look when you take a lot of steroids.
Yeah. And... But it didn't stop his sexual appetite.
Oh.
So, last week, a woman named Janelle Grant, she was a former WWE employee. She 75 page about shit that he did, that Vince McMahon did.
75? You got 75 pages of shit?
So this is just sexual harassment that she dealt with at work.
Oh my God.
The big thing is that they're charging him with instances of sexual assault and sexual trafficking.
Oh, well, that's pretty fucking serious. Sexual trafficking.
Yes.
Okay. There has to be more to a sexual trafficking charge than what I'm thinking of.
Yes. So it's kind of like a technicality kind of thing that you can consider it sexual trafficking. She started working at WWE, I think, like 2019. He created a position for her, like some kind of legal coordinator kind of thing. Like he met her somewhere or whatever, and she was good looking. So he basically knew that her like parents had just died and she was in a financial bind.
So he was playing good guy Vince.
So he's like, I don't even think from the beginning.
He just had evil intentions from the jump.
Her a job starting out making $75,000 a year. Okay. All right. She didn't have to do any work. But what came with that was that Vince McMahon had to come. So he said that I will be having sex with you. Over the next couple years.
And she didn't have a problem with that then?
I don't know. He just like got her
she was down and out, so he certainly took advantage of her.
Yeah. And she specifically knew that like the only reason he kept her around was solely for his sexual pleasure. He called her at work his bitch.
This sounds extremely unfortunate on her end. I also am wondering why she stayed. $75,000 a year in 2019 is not a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's not saying that's a run of the mill, but that's kind of, you can make that anywhere if you're relatively intelligent.
Oh, yes, 100%. What he would do is he would bring her into like the WWE offices and, you know, make her perform on them. And he would use sex toys that he named after wrestlers.
Oh, that's where you lose me.
So he would shove Hulk Hogan in her.
Here's Andre the Giant.
Yeah, guaranteed there was an Andre the Giant.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah,
not even just on a weird level. Like, let me shove an employee of mine up your ass.
Yeah. Like, so it's kind of like just degrading to everybody. Like, he's like, I think I can use a Hulk Hogan just because I can, because I'm Vince McMahon. I'm
almost curious as did he just willy-nilly name? He just had a box full of dildos and he just pulled it out and said, this is Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
So it doesn't say, but
if they look like him, like so the Hulk Hogan's like was red and yellow.
Yeah, like he got a dildo that was red.
You know?
Yeah. And yeah, so she would do. Then he would also have other employees. He would force her to have sex with other employees.
And that's where this is where the sex arrived.
So like another high up person, his name's like John Laurinaitis. So they would both have sex with her at the same time. So, and they would make her sex videos and some solo videos. And he would use that to be like, if he wanted Brock Lesnar, he was brought up in this thing. He wanted Brock Lesnar to come back. And he said, you know, I'm going to sign you to this big contract, but I'll add a little sweetener to it. You can fuck this person and I'll have her make a video for you to send it to you. And
she's getting a raw end of the deal for $75K.
I know.
Yeah. And not that it's right, but like
he had to pay for like her apartment, don't you think?
I don't know, but like, $75K is not a lot of money. And I get people have these second, you know, guesses once they become rich, like these actors and actresses, once they do the deed and then, you know, they're millionaires and then they can reflect back going, oh, I sold my soul for $50 million.
Yeah.
And that might be a trade-off that they would also make again, you know, if all the information's there. But to sell your soul and trade it off for $75K a year? And I mean, that's before tax. That's, yeah. I mean, she's probably only seeing about $40K.
Yeah. It said that, like, she didn't do any work, but she was paid on par with, like, maybe it's like you get $40K just to sit here, and then every now and then.
But you're not just sitting here.
Yeah.
That she's definitely not just sitting.
Because you got to figure it happened fucking a
like,
lot.
What is crazy to me is, as shitty as that situation is, right? If that ever happened to me, I would understand that I have the leverage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you hold the car as shitty as it is. The fact that she could not see that, I mean, she could be a whistleblower and blow the shit off of this, which she has now.
Yeah,
she may have wisened up now. But, like, even during that, like, you don't have to wait 6 years. I'm sure this was happening from Jump Street.
Yeah. She, I mean.
Like, after, I mean, if you're shoving, you know, Randy Savage up my ass, like at that point, I'm like, gotcha, bitch.
I know.
I want to raise.
Yeah.
Give me 85.
Yeah. I know.
Like, I'd be at least a half mil
like
a year.
She could go into the office and just be like, I want to raise. He can't fucking say no.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And maybe that happened. You know, I don't know. Yeah. And maybe she went back like every 6 months, like, give me more. And he finally was like, fuck it, I'm not. And she was like, I got this 75-page article that I've been, you know, time-stamped and proof.
Yeah. So she would. So in the article, like, she went into detail about how, like, the one John Laurinaitis and Vince McMahon would take turns, like, holding her down while the other guy,
Jesus Christ,
went to town on her or whatever.
I mean, that's actually rape.
Yes, it's rape.
I mean,
yes,
you're a dirtbag for one, but like you're, it's gray, not gray area, but like. You're paying someone, and when you hire them, you're saying, I'm going to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Okay. As shitty as that is, I guess that's a deal with the devil. But, like, when you bring in other people in and physically hold, like, that is, there's no more gray area.
Yes.
Like, that is,
yeah,
is 100% rape.
Yes. And that's not even the worst part.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He is worse than Hef. He's worse than Hef.
In one case, she described that Vince McMahon would have sex with her and then shit on her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And shit all in her hair, all over her.
Not the hair. Never liked
she
it in
said
the hair.
She said hair. And then continue to have sex with her and then would not let her take a shower and made the other guy bang her while she was covered in shit.
Oh my God.
She said this lasted for an hour and a half. Covered in fucking shit. It's fucking awful.
I can't wrap my head around it. I can't.
Dude, it's fucking awful.
I can't even shit on command. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't shit if my wife is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to do that is, I don't know, that's a different type of person.
It like, because,
and where, like, where was she?
She was in the like offices of like WWE.
Oh, fucking.
So,
but like, if okay, and I'm coming from a different standpoint, obviously.
Yeah,
okay, like, I don't know what this lady's been through. Obviously, there was so much trauma going, and somehow he had this power over her where she felt like this was her option.
Yeah.
But no matter where I am, if I'm kidnapped, if I'm in some anywhere and somebody tries to take a dump, I'm scooting out of the way. Like, I am, I you know what I mean? Like, it's my natural instinct would
what
be
about
to, like,
for $75K a year?
Fuck no. Fuck no. 75K. Get the fuck out of here. There's peanuts. I don't know if she was just at that point just so mentally and
like
maybe
battered.
Physically beaten down, like, that she just felt like, fucking just do it and let's get it done with, and then didn't realize that he had a whole hour and a half escapade set up for but even still, like, what a piece of shit.
Like,
to, like, literal piece of shit to to want to shit on someone.
It
feels weird.
What do you think was more like erotic to him? The fact that he shit on her, the act of shitting on her, or the fact that he shit on her but wouldn't allow her to get...
It was the power.
It was the power.
The power aspect.
And that's what I've always like you've always kind of thought about Vince McMahon. Like, he loves the power being in control
the limelight,
of everything.
The power. And it was, you know, I guess you can take different levels of degrading someone, you know, spitting, pissing, whatever. And there are some people that are into that.
Yeah.
Two consenting adults pissing shit everywhere. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
That's what you both like.
Put the rubber sheets in the bed and fucking go at it. But like, obviously, if one person doesn't want to do it, like, you can go down the list, and the very bottom of that list is shitting on someone. Like, that is the Taj Mahal of degrading someone.
Yeah.
Is shitting on them.
And the crazy thing about it is Vince McMahon, I don't know how old he is exactly, but he's definitely
in his 70s.
Mid-70s. Yeah. And this was like within the last like 6 years. So you got this old man shitting on
these wrinkled up balls. You know, his ass is probably like saggy and patches of hair.
It's got back pimples from all the steroids. Yeah, and so he fucking he shit on her, and then
and then to bring someone else, like that other guy, I thought he's an asshole.
Yes, so
that's 100%. Okay. He's in the asshole category, but I doubt that guy was like, yeah, you know what I mean.
It might have been your best buddy at work was the other guy who loves shitting on girls just as much as you.
I mean, what a coincidence! But like, I would. This is going to go down a weird road, but if you are that guy that's in the shit, I seriously doubt you're into another dude's shit.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Like, it would have to be your shit.
It's got to be your
or
shit.
I guess her shit, whatever. Yeah. It's got to be yours or her shit.
You can kind of justify it by saying it. Well, you can't justify it, but you can kind of be like, it's your shit. All right.
Right. So I feel like that guy's in his office doing whatever he does. He got the call. Hey, come by and
it's go time.
Right. And he goes in thinking it's just going to be a run of the mill
rape.
God, Jesus Christ. What a fucking piece of shit. And then you walk in and she's covered in shit. Obviously she's not happy about it. Like I would expect her to be sobbing.
Oh,
right. Like,
100%.
I mean, like you can't be happy in that situation. Yeah. And then him would walk in the room and go, oh no, Vince, I'm cool. Like, nah, man. Yeah. And Vince is like, get your ass over here.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like
it's like the double power trip.
Right. Like he made him fuck her with his shit on. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Like, it's like the ultimate power move. Like,
I have so much control over you that I will force you to have sex unwillingly with a partner that I've already shit on. And you're like, I mean, I'd imagine it wasn't a fibrous log. Like, I'm sure it was like splatter.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like a...
You know he's taking protein drinks. God.
So, like, he had to get mixed up in the shit, too. Like, he didn't get off, you know, shit-free.
Oh, yeah. He definitely...
And where was Vince? Just chilling at his desk.
Just watching.
Pants out.
Yeah.
Like, just cock out, you know, cigar in his mouth.
Yep.
Like a director.
Yeah. Just sitting there, just probably calling her names, degrading.
Like, that is the worst story I've ever heard, Steve. I'm trying to think. I think I could plausibly tell a Jeffrey Dahmer story that would come across better than this story.
So it's like, there's no coming back for Vince McMahon.
Not after that. I mean, who's the rapper that peed on R. Kelly?
Yeah.
He's still catching shit for peeing on
kids.
A girl.
I think the kids thing fucked his shit up. So then in 2022, Vince McMahon told her he's going to have to stop having sex with her.
Oh, darn.
Because...
I'm sure that came across as very bad news.
Because his wife found out.
Vince is married this whole time?
Yes, he's married to Linda McMahon.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's been married this whole time.
What kind of fucked up freaky shit do they do?
I don't know.
Because it's not like
Remember, you know, Linda was on, she was one of Trump's cabinet people from the get-go.
No, I don't.
But
like, was their love life just more vanilla, and he had this entire dark side of him which she didn't experience?
Just from looking at her and then looking at him, I'm gonna guess that they probably haven't had sex. Like, they're together
as a kind of a front. Like, they're the couple. It's more business.
Yeah, it's more business. And then just
and he tried that shit with her, and she was like, "Motherfucker, you better go find someone else."
I know. They probably haven't even slept in the same room in probably years. So, but she, you know, caught wind of what was going down at the WWE's office buildings and things like that. So she was going to divorce him, and in order to try to like reconcile or keep his marriage together, well,
he did the math. His accountant said, it's cheaper to keep.
Because she's been around probably forever, so she's definitely getting half.
She'll get more than half if he's out there shitting on fucking mistresses.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, because it would be cheating. So he cut it off with this girl, and then made her sign an NDA. All right, and agreed to pay her $3 million. If she signed the NDA.
He undersold that. He didn't realize the tell-all book would probably make $20 million.
I know.
And the movie?
So when I saw $3 million, I thought that was kind of
wild. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but I feel like he's a billionaire.
I think he's
$3 million wouldn't even be like, he might lose $3 million in a morning and not even know about it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It doesn't sting at all to lose $3 million.
Yeah. So I was just like, all right, if she agreed to that, then, you know, he kind of got away, you know, scot-free with it. So, but the problem Vince did was he stopped paying the payments.
He didn't even fuck.
After $1 million.
What a piece of shit.
So,
like all the way through.
Like, you humiliated this woman. You caused her so much like emotional, physical damage.
He could be arrested for rape and lose it all.
Yeah.
100% of what he had.
Yeah. And you are not going to finish paying out this. A, I don't understand how these NDA things work, because I'm like, if it was me, I'd be like, I want the $3 million up front. But
that's true.
Like, I don't know how.
I would certainly ask for it in a lump sum.
Yeah. So she was getting payments, and he stopped paying her after $1 million. And I'm just like, what the fuck did he think was going to happen to this? Because you're right. She's going to go on talk shows. She's going to write a book about it.
Hell yeah.
And she's going to make way more money than she's.
Fuck yeah.
There's probably already in the works a Netflix documentary.
100%. And at the end, it'll say we reached out to Vince McMahon's people, and they declined to comment. That's all it's gonna say.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So,
it's unfortunate that happened to this lady.
100%. Doesn't matter who. I feel so bad for her.
I don't think she's that bright.
No.
If he would have came back and said, "Yeah, I'll offer you $3 million." I would have punched him in the face.
Because I know.
$3 million would, I mean, I don't know what's worse of an insult, shitting on me or only giving me $3 million to never talk about it ever. Like, to protect your secrets that could put you in jail and take your entire company under and ruin your legacy forever.
Yeah.
For $3 million measly dollars.
Yes.
And then you get over on me. And I go, okay, $3 million sounds good. And then you have the audacity to only pay me a third of it and think that there's no consequences. Dude, like, fuck you.
I don't
you.
Know what the fuck he was thinking. He's
an idiot.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to probably come out? And I know nothing. I knew nothing about the story until you told me.
I hope it's the same thing I'm thinking.
No, it's not, because I'm going to go different. It's gonna come out that it was like an accounting error. That he wasn't actually giving her the checks, right? Like, like somebody else was cutting checks and was like, wait a minute, this lady doesn't work here anymore.
Oh,
I ain't paying her anymore.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then somehow it stopped, and Vince just wrote it off as like he got away scot-free. And some low-level $75,000 employee in the fucking, you know,
in the accounting department
was just like, oh, I'll fix this. Just won't be sending out.
Wait a minute.
I won't be sending out my checks anymore.
What? What is this? Maybe they were like, "What is this for?" It was an NDA payout, and she was just like, "This motherfucker deserves whatever he gets."
Oh, it could be that.
And like a disgruntled employee.
But you know what? I don't know if they would think like that, because that's a chess move. To be like, I'm going to stop paying this. No one's going to come out. Like, if I stop paying this, then that means Vince didn't fulfill his NDA contract. So then she can go live with it. But I mean, if that was the move, hell of a move.
Yeah.
But I feel like those people, if they knew, would see stop paying would be hurting the recipient.
Yeah. It's just fucking.
But for $3 mil. Like,
$3 mil and only to pay a fucking $1 million.
I think my minimum would be, got to be 10 mil. You would think.
I think
that. And it's still nothing to them.
I feel like that would be your starting.
Right, yeah, because then you can set up, if you live properly, you could set up a generational wealth with 10 mil. And you might, as it sounds horrible, but you'd be like, I took one for the team of my family. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going down, like, I'm fucked up, but like, my family and my grandchildren, and hopefully, if they make smart investments, can live off of that.
Do you think if he paid the $3 million, do you think she still would have came out with this?
No, not yet.
I don't think
until
so.
He died.
Yeah.
And like, just like half.
It's kind of like half. Yeah.
Everybody will come through and all the stories. But by then, even like with Hef, there are other people who balance that and say that Holly and the two playmates, like when they didn't feel like having sex with Hef, they would go out in LA, find girls that were Hef's type and bring them back so that Hef can fuck them and not fuck Holly. You know what I mean? So like they are complicit and like helped, you know, as shitty as that situation was, like they were also recruiting girls. So, you know, the guy was just like, cause he was dating one of them or something. Dude, you can't talk all this shit about Hef when you were out there doing the same thing for Hef. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like now that he's dead, you can't just forget all that shit.
Let me ask you this. Has Vince McMahon been to the Epstein Island?
If he hasn't been to the island, I'd be more shocked than if he has been to the island.
If you look at the island, and then if Vince McMahon was not, like, once the full list comes out and you look at it and you're like, Vince McMahon isn't on there, I'd be like, why is Vince McMahon not on there?
Can you imagine if like Epstein was like, fuck that guy, ain't coming on, that guy's an asshole. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he drew a line.
Right.
he likes to shit on people.
Vince McMahon was Epstein's line in the sand. Yeah. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
God.
Biggest piece of shit in the world.
Well, I think that was enough inappropriate talk for us today.
Yeah, I agree. It was a lot to unpack there.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us again this week. And you know what? We're going to have another episode next week.
We are.
And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we have one there too.
Yes.
So
it's about Jim and I being movie stars.
Yeah, that was an excellent episode. So if you haven't listened, dude, like we have, and I'm going to toot our horns here for a second, but we have like 4 or 5 banger episodes.
I agree.
Like, I can't remember the episode before the Inappropriate Quickie with Jim and Nikki, but from there to this episode, bangers. Everyone,
I agree.
To finish. I mean, there's like 2.5 hours of content. If you haven't listened, start with Inappropriate Quickie with Jim and Nikki and just listen straight through.
And then go back and listen to everything else.
And then go back and check out a couple of Jim, Joe, Steve show episodes.
Yeah,
guys, thanks for hanging out with us. We know that you only have so much time in your week for podcasts. And if you crammed us in, we appreciate it. So tell somebody about it and come back next week and hang out again.
We'll see you then.
Bad things happen to good people. None of us were ever really born equal. Only one life, there ain't no sequel. Some people live, others stay fearful.